This is Music Notes for the week of August 20th. I'm Elaine Deal. A little over a week ago, 457 guitarists gathered at Concourse Theatre in Sydney, Australia, and performed AC/DC's Highway to Hell. They set a new world record for the largest electric guitar ensemble in history. You can read more on the story at guitarplayer.com. The Martini Project will be at Café Vivace on East McMillan Street Tuesday, August 21st at 7:30 p.m. Herzog Music will have in-store performances from Mestosi and Black Knight on August 22nd at 4 p.m. They're hosting another performance from Scott Fairchild August 24th, who will be celebrating the release of his new EP. Ruthie Foster plays the Southgate House Revival on Thursday, August 23rd, along with Clarence Bucaro. Music begins at 8. Washington Platform continues their new weekly Jazz at Dusk series on Thursday, August 23rd at 5:30 p.m. They'll also have Jack Broad playing August 24th with Ron Jones and his alto sax and organ trio on August 25th. Both shows start at 9 p.m. Eugene Goss and Friends perform August 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. as part of the It's Commonly Jazz 2018 concert series at Season Good Pavilion in Eden Park. Commander Cody will perform at Ludlow Garage for the first time since 1970, Thursday, August 23rd at 8:30 p.m. The Angie Coyle Septet plays at the Greenwich on August 23rd at 8:30 p.m. The concert will feature arrangements by Angie along with Eric Lecklider and Ben Tweet. Cover charge includes complimentary appetizers. Dave Harden will play Southgate House Revival Friday, August 24th. He recently came into the studio with his guitar to talk with me for Around Cincinnati and share a couple of songs. WVXU.org for that interview. Signs and Songs is back at the American Sign Museum on Monmouth Avenue with a performance by Robin Lacey and DeZydico on Friday, August 24th at 7 o'clock. Mandy Gaines will be at the Hearth Lounge on West 4th Street with Steve Schmidt on August 24th at 9 o'clock. Ricky Nye and Becca Williams perform at Psalm Wine Bar on Price Avenue in the Incline District of Price Hill on Friday, August 24th, 7 to 10 p.m. There are a couple shows this weekend at Harmony Hill Vineyard in Bethel, Ohio, Tracy Walker on August 24th, and Honey Hush on Saturday, August 25th. Both shows run 5 to 9 p.m. Celebrate the King. The gala is a special night for the city of Cincinnati to celebrate all things King Records at Memorial Hall on Saturday, August 25th. Activities include panel discussions, musicians, and more. Everything begins at 5 o'clock. Lee Hay spoke with Jason Snell about the event for Around Cincinnati, WVXU.org, for that interview. It's All Things New Orleans at PNC Pavilion on Saturday night, August 25th, when Trombone Shorty brings his Voodoo Throwdown Tour to Cincinnati. Other New Orleans performers on stage include Galactic and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Taste of the Season at the Highlander Event Center in Fort Thomas, Kentucky, happens Saturday night, August 25th, 7 to 11. There's a silent auction, local food, and music by London Street. Delta Ray plays a free show on Fountain Square along with The Perfect Children and Caitlin Peace and the Electric Generals on August 25th. Music begins at 8. The Summer Concerts in the Park series at Sharon Woods wraps up with a performance from the United States Air Force Band of Flight, August 24th, 7 to 9 p.m. The Chick Corea Acoustic Band plays the Taft Theater August 26th with John Patitucci and Dave Weckl. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Cincinnati Music Academy's beginner adult keyboard classes begin on September 8th. If you'd like to sit in on a class and see what it's like, you can email piano@cincinnatimusicacademy.com to visit one of the summer sessions going on through August 23rd. New performances have been announced at Cumberland Caverns in McMinnville, Tennessee. The Bodines are there on October 21st and the Marcus King Band November 10th. The stage is 333 feet below ground in the Volcano Room. The Longworth Anderson Series Fall Concerts at Memorial Hall have been announced. Grammy Award-winning reggae artist Stephen Marley will play October 30th, and it's The Lone Bellow on November 28th. The Mavericks will take the stage at the Taft Theater October 28th at 8 o'clock. And finally, Bellwether Music Festival has announced next year's dates and ticketing details. The second annual festival will be held August 9th and 10th, 2019, with early bird passes for general admission and VIP available for purchase now. That's Music Notes for the week of August 20th. Music by Pat Kelly. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.